This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I want you to have a think about this for a second. How many friends have you got? I mean, actual friends. I'm not talking about social media friends, because we've all hundreds of them. They're not real friends. I'm talking about friends that you could pick up the phone today and say, fancy a pint, fancy a bite to eat. I'm having a bit of a problem in my life. Can we sit down and talk about it? How many friends do you actually have? I want you to text the answer to that right now, or WhatsApp, to 0877 98 98 98. Because I want to talk to you if you don't have many friends and how you cope with that. I was interested to read an online poll over the weekend which showed that many young people, believe it or not, describe themselves as being lonely, with 20% of young adults saying they have no friends at all. And while researching the topic over the weekend, I came across this very interesting post on boards.ie, and I'm going to read it out. Maybe the lady is actually listening. And it's from the wife of a man who says he has no friends. It's an interesting read. I want you to have a listen to this. I've noticed over lockdown that really, truly, all my husband talks about is his work or what's in the news. He's reasonably close to his parents, although they live 3 hours away, and has one friend who he messages on and off, but they haven't actually met up for a long time. I don't really know if it bothers him. If not, that's fine, I guess, though I wish he had something else to talk about. And the one last thing I want to do is upset him by asking him and seeming insensitive. I don't have tons of friends myself, but a couple of social circles, and pre-COVID I would regularly meet up for dinner and drinks with these people. We have young children, which naturally makes it harder to get out and about, but I do worry because we are moving to a new suburban area next month. We're in the city centre now, and I don't want him to feel or become completely isolated. He likes motorbikes, so I once encouraged him to attend meetups. He went to one, but I think he found it hard striking up a conversation. He's a nice guy and not a massive weirdo or anything. He's very confident and very well liked in work as a senior manager, but really seems to struggle socially. Shall I leave sleeping dogs lie, or should I try to raise this delicately? If so, how? He's a very sensitive person, which is often a virtue, but it makes bringing up anything emotional extra hard. And I want to hear from you if you are somebody who has no friends. And how, I want to find out how you cope with that. I'm going to put myself in the category of saying that I have three friends. One of them is my wife, who's my best friend. And then two other male friends. And the two other male friends, one I would see fairly regularly, one I would see less regularly, and that's it. Now, I've lots of people that I know, I've lots of acquaintances, I've lots of people that I might happen to go for the odd pint with or whatever, but I would say that I have three friends. Now, I know an awful lot of people listening would say, oh, your man on the radio only has three friends, imagine that! And I'm on the radio every day. And in fact, even my colleague Jamie, was his immediate reaction to that statement was, what? So you know loads of people. And yes, I do know loads of people. But are they friends? No, they're more acquaintances. I do know a lot of people that, when the occasion arises, we may socialise together and actually enjoy ourselves and whatever. But they're not the sort of person that I would pick up the phone and say, fancy lunch. If lunch happened to come up in the conversation, then we'd go for lunch. So this lady's concerned. I just happened to read this over the weekend and I thought it was worth a read. She's concerned that her husband doesn't have any friends. She has a few friends, but he doesn't seem to have any. And she wants to know whether or not to bring up the issue. Are you somebody who doesn't have many friends? And maybe you're somebody who actually just prefers your own company and is happy enough, or maybe you're somebody who struggles and finds yourself desperately lonely searching for friends, or just desperately lonely because you don't have many friends. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 087 98 98 98 087 7 98 98 98. And let's try and find out, how important is it to have friends? Maybe you believe that, look, you're grand without friends, and it's no issue. Jimmy, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm not bad at all.
Good,
and
Jimmy.
Yourself?
Grand, thank you. Good to talk to you, Jimmy. You say that you have no friends.
No, none.
And does that bother you?
Not in the slightest. I work at sea. I used to be on my own.
Right.
So, you know, anybody that I would say was a great friend to me probably lives on the other side of the globe.
Oh, right, so that's...
And I wouldn't even say great friend.
Right.
Say a friend.
And that obviously makes it hard to have a regular friendship relationship with somebody when they live on the far side of the globe. But do you blame that on the sort of work that you do, or on you, or are you just happy not to have many friends?
I've never even thought about it until you brought the subject up, and that's being honest.
And that's why I brought the subject up. That's exactly why I did.
I've never even thought about it. I have my wife, and my wife is my best friend when I'm at home. And when I'm at sea, I'm walking, so...
Okay.
That's it.
Because this message that I read out a couple of minutes ago was from a wife who's concerned that her husband has no friends. But the argument could be, well, she's his friend, no?
So well, that's it. I mean, your partner, isn't it? Your partner for life. Like a pair of old seagulls, you know what I mean?
And are you happy enough with that?
I'm over the moon. To be honest with you, this might sound like a grumpy old man, but I couldn't be asked with someone bending my ear about their problems. I've got enough of my own to get me through the day. You know what I mean?
It does sound a little bit grumpy old manish now, I have to say. But
yeah,
no,
but people would say, yeah, you're a grumpy old man, but I don't care, because that's me. That's my life. I'm happy. When I'm at home, I'm with my wife, we'll go to the pub, we'll have a meal. If I meet someone, I'll say hello. I meet someone in France, say hello, pass the day, whatever you have to do. And then that's it. If I never see them again, I'm...
And you're happy enough with that?
I'd be more worried if it's going to rain tomorrow than that now.
Right. So when you, like you said, you've never even thought about it until we had this conversation.
No, never.
But thinking about it, and thinking about that other than your wife, you would have no friends, doesn't sadden you or make you feel lonely? You're happy with your lot.
I can't see what benefit it is to you. What benefit it is or what...
To socialise with other people other than your wife, for example.
No, she's only worried about when I'm going back to sea.
And as a matter of interest, would your wife have many friends?
Just loads.
Loads.
And that's not because I have none, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or to get away from me. She's a very friendly person if you stay on the right side of it.
Okay, so it doesn't bother you in the slightest that you have no friends. All right, Jimmy, thank you very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 087 798 98 98. Are you somebody who has no or very few friends? If you are, I want to hear from you. I want to find out whether or not, just like Jimmy, doesn't bother him in the slightest. And maybe because of the sort of work he does, it's not that easy to keep friendships going if he's away at sea for a long period of time. But maybe you're somebody who it does actually bother. That it does actually get you down a bit that you don't have a huge amount of friends. I'll be honest with you. From time to time, it does bother me a little bit. Because I do think, just like my colleague earlier on, geez, Adrian, you know loads of people. I do know loads of people. But not people that I would say are friends. I have a couple of people that I say are friends. But a lot of our business acquaintances, a lot of other people are people that I know through business. Would they go into the category of being friends? A lot, no. Unfortunately. Sorry about that, lads. We'll take a very quick break. Lorcan and Dermot, I'll take your calls straight after the break. Don't go away.
The sound of the city, from Donaghmede to Drimna. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
We're talking about friends and whether or not you have many friends. Does it bother you if you don't have many friends? That's what we're talking about. For some people, it doesn't bother them at all, as you heard from that last caller. Dermot, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dermot?
How are we getting on, Adrian?
I'm good, thanks, Dermot. Now, Dermot, you say that you have one friend outside of your family.
I do.
Right.
And this is the bane of my existence with myself and my wife. My wife is under the impression that all friends are my friends by default.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
That is not the case. Now, don't get me wrong, I love them, I socialise with them, but you know, they're all friends.
Yes, and you just happen to be her husband.
And I just, yeah, I know, like I said, I enjoy their company, don't, like I do, but as regards friends, like, I have one close friend that I'd be a confidant, like, you could pick up the phone and have a chat with, and you know, outside of the family, and that's it, and that's all I want, I'm happy enough with that.
And, okay, so, you would have a lot of other friends in inverted commas, but they're friends by default, essentially.
Yeah, whereas my own group of friends, I'll tell you, from my own personal point of view, I had a problem with mental illness a good few years back.
Okay, yeah.
And I found that once I came out to my so-called friends...
That's when you found out who your real friends
that's
were.
That's how we found out, the invitations to dinner started to dry up, the phone calls for a point and what have you, you started to get sidelined, so I was like, right, you know, at the end of the day... What they say is a problem shared is a problem doubled.
Yeah. So that that mate of yours that you can still confide in, he's the one that has stuck
through.
But
she is. It's actually one of me.
Fair enough.
It's one of my wife's friends, believe it or not.
Oh, right. But yeah. She's somebody that is in the category of being your friend.
That's what it would class as a true friend.
Right, okay, very good. And how would you be able to confide in a friend of hers about something personal?
Is she texting you again? I get that all the time. Oh, I bet you're talking about me behind my back. Do I get that as well?
Right, fair enough. Okay.
No, but I do know. Like, I know. It's nice to have somebody to be able to confide in, you know, and that doesn't take sides. And that's what a friend should be. If it's
absolutely,
a mutual friend, that's what it should be, you know. It's not going to take sides.
Okay, but you mentioned about, you know, the friends that you used to have, you discovered weren't really friends at all.
No.
Yeah. And that's a difficult lesson to learn, but one that sits okay with you.
It does, because you know, at the end of the day, it's nice to have that. It's nice to have somebody, you know, that you can confide in if you're feeling a bit low or things aren't going right. And you don't always want to burden your missus. You know, you say you're looking for, you know, sickness and help, but it's nice to be able to take it just outside of that, to have somebody to that's not going to judge you,
yeah,
doesn't have a vested interest, and is going to listen to what you have to vent off. You know, and that's nice to have that friend there to do that.
Mm.
But, like, I don't need 150 friends. Like, no, I've loads of acquaintances. I get on great with everybody that I meet.
And I'm generally the same, Dermot. I get on fairly well with people I meet. There are people who would be perhaps listening to this show now that I would know fairly well, and they'd be thinking to themselves, oh, I wonder am I one of the two or three friends that he's talking about.
People listen to me now.
Yeah.
Jesus, we've known you 20 years.
Yeah,
no, friend.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of it comes down to what you define in your own head as a true friend. And, you know, different people have different definitions.
If I don't talk to somebody from say, for 6 months, right, well, I wouldn't class them as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's,
you know, they're still in my social circle. Like, we go out for a drink or we meet up or we should get together. You know, but that's not friends. That's just...
Okay, but the bottom line is it doesn't bother you in the slightest.
No, and sometimes I think other than that, you're better off without them.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
been totally honest
you
with you, you know?
You could be right. All right, Dermot, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Michelle, it says on my screen here that you only recently got a best friend.
Yeah, only recently got a best friend in the last 3 or 4 years, that's it.
Okay. Before that?
No, I never I had girls and that I knew and spoke to, like, but never someone that I could pick up the phone and say, here, there's something that I needed to tell you, like, you know.
That's what you now have with that friend?
That's what I now have, yeah. Now, I have my husband, he's brilliant, he's also my best friend.
And like I said already, I describe my own missus as being my best friend.
Yeah.
But some of us have a need to have more than just that. Does it bother you How did this new friendship come to pass?
Our kids went to the same play school, and we didn't like each other at the start. I thought she was a Gabby witch, and right. She thought I was a stuck-up witch.
great way to start a relationship.
Yeah, and then our kids went on a walk one day. It was called a toddle waddle. It was in the school, and both our kids ended up walking together, so we walked together, and that was just it. We instantly clicked, and we just were never apart.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I never had friends growing up. I never fit in with anybody. People always thought I didn't smoke, like, or people just thought, like, oh, she's not for us, she's too, I'm quite shy, and stuff like that, so I didn't fit into anyone's group, so I was basically always on my own growing up, and I'm an only child as well, so that was hard when I was younger.
I was just about to say that must be extra difficult.
Yeah, that was hard. Now when I was growing up, it was quite hard, but I think now, I think if I had joined in any of those groups, I don't think I'd have what I have today, as in, you know, my husband, the kids, and my new friend, best friend.
and that's fantastic, and it's great to hear that a friend like that can just appear into your life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, thinking that, you know, not liking the girl at the start, and then to say, like, I might ring her up and say, here, I have a body to dig, like, she'd bring the shovel, kind of, you know, I have a body to hide. She'd be like, Randy, I'll bring the shovel.
That is fantastic. And yeah. Can I ask you then, for many years you wouldn't have had friends, what difference has it made to your life to have a friend like that now?
It's just amazing. It's actually amazing. I can actually, like, you know, ring, you know, and say, do you want to go for lunch, or do you want to go bring the kids to the park, or do you want to... She's brought me out of my shell a lot as well, and it's nice to be able to not sit somewhere and feel kind of, oh my God, people don't like me, because I never had friends. But now when I go out with her and my husband and her husband, it's kind of like, well, look at me. You know, I'm a different person. I am genuinely a different person. Like,
that's lovely to hear. That's a great story. All right, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Michelle. This message you sent in to us, it says, one of the things that I look for in a partner is having a few friends, so they are not totally dependent on me for a social life. I think it's important to have your own outlet. My old housemate only had her boyfriend and his mates to hang out with, and when they would row, she had none of her own circle to vent to or cheer her up. Mm. Lorcan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Lorcan?
Hi, Adrian. How's things?
Now, you have, it says on my screen here, struggled with friends in the past. Do you mean struggled with making friends?
Yeah, look, I went to a private boarding school for a lot of my teenage life, and I suppose when I was there, I was one of the few people that would have been from a rural community. I'm from a farming background myself, and I suppose I would have really struggled with relating to a lot of the people there, and they probably struggled relating to me. And through no fault of their own, I kind of went into my own little bubble, I suppose, for 5 or 6 years, where it was very hard to, I suppose, talk to people. I don't know what it was. Mm. I was later told that this could have been possibly an anxiety thing, but since I've gone to college in the last year, I suppose I've been encouraged by the people around me to break that cycle, and it's really worked and really helped, I suppose.
Okay, so you've been making a conscious effort to try. You see, I think an awful lot of people are quite socially awkward for whatever reason, for whatever their background is, and it does take a bit. I'd put myself in that exact same situation, Lorcan. I'm not brilliant at mixing with people. I have to make a real effort, despite the sort of job that I do, despite the other work that I do, where I'd be on stage talking to 1,000 people, not a bother with all that. But when it comes to one-on-one relationships, I'm not brilliant, and that's the truth. And you do have to work on it, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And I suppose as a younger person, and I think it's a thing with the younger generation, people talk about how, I suppose, a lack of social skills as you get younger in age, but I definitely see it with people. I think there's a genuine lack of people being genuine with each other as a younger. There's a very false sense of being with a lot of younger people now, and it's very hard to find someone who's going to be truthful and genuine with you as a friend.
Mm. And in fact, and I was very interested to read earlier on, Lorcan, that younger people like yourself have less friends. 20% of young adults saying that they have no friends at all, which really surprised me, because I would have been of the impression that young people, they all socialise, they've all loads of friends, but no, 20% of young adults say that they've no friends.
Well, I have to say, I'd agree completely with it, because social media has become such a big platform, I suppose, for people to stay in contact with each other.
But it's not real life.
It's not. It's a false sense of everything, really, because I'm talking to 20 or 30 people on the likes of Snapchat.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But to be honest, if I met them in person, I'd probably struggle to strike up a conversation that's longer than 2 or 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Let me read this message out. Thanks, Lorcan. This is a message you just come into me, and it says, I'm texting instead of leaving a voice note, as I will be too emotional about the topic of friends to be able to speak, says this message. Neither myself or my husband have any friends outside of each other. We live in a rural area and have a 3-year-old son. My husband works full-time, but his colleagues are all much older. He suffered from social anxiety when he was younger and just prefers most of the time to be at home. I'm a stay-at-home mum, and prior to this I had been in a bad accident which left me out of work for quite a while. I had 2 really close girlfriends. My best friend emigrated to Australia years ago, and since having my son, the other has pretty much ghosted me. She lives an hour away and I've seen her once in 3 years. I miss having friends, as I've experienced it in the past, especially since becoming a mum, as it can be very isolating, says that message. I appreciate that. Thank you for that message. Tony, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Tony. You say that you have lots of golf buddies, but no real friends.
Yeah, well, I don't need friends. I've golf buddies. If I want a friend, I have my wife there.
Right.
I go out and I play golf a couple of days a week, a couple of evenings, and, you know.
But these lads that you might meet up for drinks with, or for golf with, are they? Would they be social friends other than golf, or just the golf?
No. Just the golf. Just, you know, remain 4 hours with them is enough.
Oh, it's enough, is it? Right.
Yeah, okay. It's enough.
And do you get on well with them?
I get on great with them, you know. I do get on very well with them.
Would you have a phone number for every one of them?
Yeah, I do.
Would you ever pick up the phone and ring them?
No, I wouldn't think about it unless it's for a game of golf, you know. Just the way it is. You know, I think since COVID it's more people are not going out as much and people sort of...
Okay, but say even during COVID, were there people that you would have like done a Zoom call with or whatever?
No.
No?
Nah.
But it's something that you don't need either, is it not?
Nah, well, look, it
doesn't make you feel lonely.
I'm not lonely now. I have the wife. She's enough, trust me. You know?
No, but the argument is, and you heard that message I read out a second ago from a lady saying that she looks for a man who has friends so that he's not totally dependent on her.
But I'm not dependent on my wife. You know what I mean? We're there, we talk when we need to talk. I'm not dependent on her. I don't need her there beside me every minute of the day.
Right.
You know?
Because you have your golf buddies as well.
I have my golf buddies to go out and annoy me.
All right, very good, Tony. Thanks very much indeed. Just a couple more messages. Interesting conversation. I would have a couple of friends, but I haven't hung out with them for a better part of 2 years. I get a bit anxious in groups of more than 5 people, so that puts me off going out. And a lot of the people that would be out with my friends, I don't know, and that makes me more anxious. I would get extremely quiet in those situations, says that message. And I'm a man in my early 30s and I've never had any real friends. I have work colleagues, but not anyone that I would consider a real friend. And a lot of people in that same sort of situation. Another message, I don't have any friends myself. To be honest, I would rather be in the company of my dog. Now, I can relate to that. I love the company of my dogs. Really enjoy spending time with them if there's nobody else around. So there. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. Very interesting conversation. That's it from us for today.
Every morning from 10. Dublin Talks on 98 FM.